know, there's sort of this new trend of which is, you know, where design thinking is really faced on it's user-centered design or customer-centered design. The whole goal is focusing on the user, and there's a sort of an evolution in that too, where we have others to consider. There are the people who work at the company. There's the environment, the community that the company works in, and also the shareholders. The shareholders are an important part of this equation. So there are these movements to within design thinking to not just say user-centered design. It could be more stakeholder-centered design. So like any process, it's ever changing, and it's changing based on how a lot of companies in the market are trying to employ design thinking as a process and seeing successes and failures in adapting their approach. Last year, we were talking about what some would consider a buzzword, design thinking, and design thinking as a practice within organizations and within consulting firms. And what happened over the year, over this last year, isn't necessarily mass adoption of design thinking as a practice, but it's started to play a stronger role within organizations. What's interesting about it, though, there's been a lot of pushback on design thinking. Part of it is consulting firms are less likely to sell or offer practices or around design thinking or services around design thinking. A lot of that's because a lot of the design thinking processes have already been sort of incorporated into best practices within companies already. So whether or not they're calling it design thinking or not, they're starting to do this idea of understanding, creating personas, understanding the user, looking at creating ideas and testing and whatnot. Also, there was a bit of pushback. There's companies were disillusioned with the promise of design thinking. I think part of this is on a number of factors. One is this idea that either consulting firms or others would say here are some very prescriptive steps. If you follow these steps, and you got to follow them for your product or service to be successful. And so what would end up happening is not everything in business can be broken down into prescriptive steps. And there may have been a lack of success in certain areas, so a bit of disillusionment. And then also, I think the branding around it. So there was design thinking was sort of presented as a designer-led exercise. And this sort of goes against, at Valorem, what we feel about the role of design in product development, and that is this collaboration, this equal collaboration with development and the business teams, and framing it as a designer-led exercise, I think that may have rubbed people the wrong way. But in general, design thinking practices have been adopted and sort of built into existing systems.